Okay, so please welcome tonight's speaker to the podium. Oh, wait. Oh, I'm sorry. The 10-minute speaker. All right. The 10-minute speaker is Tom W. Please welcome him to the podium.
Thanks, Joseph.
Wow. Hi, everyone. My name is Tom, and I'm an alcoholic.
Hey, Tom!
Holy mackerel, there are a lot of people here. You know, I'm from rural Wisconsin, and if we had this many people at a meeting, we'd call it an international convention. And that's as funny as I get. No, I'm serious. They were small meetings. Sometimes you have two or three. But, you know, back then, I was 55 when I got into this program. I was a proud member of Al-Anon for 7 years. I sat in that program thinking that I was not an alcoholic. And I still drank when I was going to Al-Anon. But while going to Al-Anon in Ramtula, Illinois, I met a man who was a double dipper. He was an AA and Al-Anon. And at an Al-Anon meeting, he says, you know, why don't you come to an AA meeting with me? I said, well, Stan, what for? He says, you sound a lot like me when I was the town drunk about 15 years ago. So I kind of took him up on the challenge, and I went to an AA meeting, and believe it or not, I heard my story from several people. A lot of people thought they weren't alcoholics, and for me, when I did finally get into AA, I was actually dry for almost a year and a half, 18 months. But that was the only difference about me. I was dry. Everything else was the same, the way that I thought, the way that I behaved, the way I responded to things. And it kind of reminds me of, you know, back in June, Daryl and I were slated to speak, but Daryl chickened out, or he had a reason to cancel. But something happened to me the day before. My brother, who was injured last December and works on a ranch, asked me to come out there and help him paint. And I said, sure, tell me what it is you want painted, give me the paint, and I'll do it. You know what he said to me? And he's not a member of AA. He said, there's more to painting than just painting. He said, there's sanding, there's scraping, there's washing, there's masking, and then there's priming. And then you get the paint. And after that, you get to clean up. So after, you know, and I kind of thought, and it reminded me of what I was told in Alcoholics Anonymous when I came in. There is more to quitting drinking than just quitting drinking. And that was my condition when I got into the program. And as a matter of fact, I heard that the very first meeting I was at. There was more to quitting drinking than just quitting drinking. Everything about me was going to have to change. The way that I behaved, the way that I spoke, the way that I reacted to things. And you know, at 55, that sounded like a very, very tall order. But as a matter of fact, that was 16 years ago. And according to my handy-dandy 12 and 12 companion, which Daryl led me to, I happen to have, well, if I can find it, I have 16 years, 193 months, 5,904 days, and 141,691 hours of sobriety. And I am grateful to this program for giving it to me. I don't say that to impress you. I don't say that to impress you. I say that to impress myself. Because I was very reluctant to want to get into the AA program. I wanted to always tell myself that I was in control, that I could handle the bits and pieces of drinking that I did. And you know, the time that I got into AA, I was in my third marriage, which, as a matter of fact, was going along smoothly for a year and a half until I made a decision to join the ranks of Alcoholics Anonymous. And it seems, for some odd reason, my marriage went downhill after that. And you know, at the time, I was somewhat reluctant to stay in AA, but I was learning too much about myself to really want to quit. And it became obvious that the marriage that I was a year and a half into really wasn't going to go anywhere, especially if I had someone who was reluctant to let me go out there and find out a little bit more about myself and be a better person. So, needless to say, although I was disappointed that my third marriage was crumbling, I stuck with AA, and I had a sponsor who stuck by and helped me get through the hard times. And it's been about 15 years since that divorce, and I am so grateful that I joined Alcoholics Anonymous. I could not have imagined that it would be this good. I could not have imagined 15 years ago that I would end up in Santa Maria, California, the sunshine capital of the world, and meet all your wonderful people, because you've all done a fabulous job of helping me stay sober since I got here 3 years ago. And the reason I bring that up, I've been doing a little reading, research on Mr. Harry Thibault. Anybody recognize that name? He was an MD. Yes, he was the very first psychiatrist who endorsed the Alcoholics Anonymous program. And he put his reputation and his profession on the line by backing our program. And I would like to read you one of the papers that he wrote on what does surrender mean. Surrender is a disciplinary experience. It has been shown that the ego basically must be continuously forging ahead, and that it operates on the unconscious assumption that it, the ego, should not be stopped. It takes for granted its right to go ahead, and in this respect has no expectation of being stopped or no capacity to adjust to that eventuality. Stopping says, in effect, no, you can't continue, which is the essence of disciplinary control. The individual who cannot take a stopping is fundamentally an undisciplined person. The function of surrender in AA is now clear. It produces that stopping by causing the individual to say, I quit. I give up my headstrong ways. I've learned my lesson. Very often, for the first time in that individual's adult career, he has encountered the necessary discipline that halts him in his headlong pace. Actually, he is lucky to have within him the capacity to surrender. It is that which differentiates him from the wild animals. Wild animals may be cowed, subdued, but are never really tamed. They never develop the love for the power of their master that we humans can for the master who rules us all. And this happened because we can surrender and truly feel, thy will, not mine, be done. When that is true, we have become, in effect, obedient servants of God. The spiritual life at that point is a reality. We have become members of the human race. And that's why Harry M. Thibault, M.D. And I was impressed with that reading because it reminded me of my headstrong ways that I had carried with me for 55 years of my life. And when the steps of Alcoholics were presented to me, they presented to me some principles with each step that I was to follow. And oddly enough, these were the same principles that I learned in Catholic school back when I was in the first 8 years of my education. But I had decided conveniently not to follow them. So getting back into AA was an opportunity for me to get back to looking at the God of my understanding, or I should say the God of my misunderstanding, because I had totally missed out on what God was really doing. But he was doing for me what I couldn't do for myself all along. And he protected me for almost 55 years and got me in the program of Alcoholics Anonymous. And things changed for me. They really have. Today I'm able to face situations with a little more class, a little less anger, although at times I do get angry. It's given me an opportunity to love people in a sense that I never knew what love was before. And I think the best definition of love is what I got from an excerpt from Thomas Merton in the book No Man Is an Island. He states that loving someone, the first part of loving someone is allowing that person to be perfectly themselves and not to try to twist them to fit my image. Otherwise, I love only the reflection of myself I find in them. So with that knowledge of what love is, I was better able to face life and allow people to be who they are. And, you know, I wouldn't have learned that had I not been in the program of Alcoholics Anonymous. This program gave me an opportunity to search my higher power and what it meant to me and develop a mature idea of it. And I've been able to do that in this program. And the meetings that I attend on a regular basis, although recently I haven't been, I've been doing a lot of work at my brother's ranch, and I've been feeling it. I'm really sick and tired of painting, Daryl, so don't ever ask me to paint, okay? But I've been able to at least take my big book with me. I have a phone in which I can call people in this program, and I often do. But meetings to me are the most important thing for any member of Alcoholics Anonymous. If you're new in the program, I urge you, if you have meetings available to you, and I don't know where you're going to go and not have meetings available to you, I urge you to keep going back as often as you can. The little time that I've been in meetings the past 2 weeks, I can feel myself slipping, actually, because my spirit gets pretty run down when I get tired, angry, lonely, and hungry. And often that happens to me out there when I'm trying to beat the sun, so it's not too hot to work out there in Nukuyama. Sometimes it gets up to 100 degrees by 10 o'clock in the morning. So I'm grateful for what this program has offered me. And I know I haven't talked much about my past, but that's not up to me. That's up to Daryl. And that's about all I have to add today, so I want to thank you for listening.
Okay. Thank you, Tom.